I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45, the three things you need to know this hour. First, police in Northport, Florida are searching the home of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, right now. Protesters are still outside his house chanting, "Where's Gabby?" Second,
the Salt Lake County DA says an officer-involved shooting in Pioneer Park was justified, but newly released evidence shows the suspect wasn't even supposed to be in the country the day of the shooting. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Len Thomas.
Davis and Weaver Sunny's County. Northbound 15, Burton Lane to Clearfield, southbound 15, 31st Street in Ogden to Clinton. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies today, but changes are coming for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
86 degrees downtown, time for KSL's top national stories.
An FDA advisory panel has voted unanimously to recommend a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to those 65 and older or immunocompromised.
I don't think a booster dose is going to significantly contribute to controlling the pandemic.
That's Dr. Cody Meisner, a member of the panel. The White House will hold a virtual COVID summit with world leaders next week during the UN General Assembly. Capitol Police and Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police say they're prepared for tomorrow's Justice for J6 rally.
In addition to the on-site support that we'll have on Capitol grounds, we will also have contingency plans in place for additional law enforcement, as well as support from our partners at the D.C. National Guard, if needed.
Deputy Capitol Police Chief Sean Gallagher. The Pentagon now says a drone strike that killed multiple civilians in Afghanistan last month was a mistake. Stocks closed lower for the day and for the week. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. 22-year-old Gabby Petito is still missing. KSL's Cold podcast host Dave Cawley joins me now with updates on her disappearance. You told us a little bit earlier, Dave, that Grand County has confirmed that the Petito case is not related to the cases of Crystal Turner and Kylan Schulte in Grand County. Was this a surprise?
Surprising.
They were in the same area, right?
Surprising maybe for some who had bought into the idea that these cases were connected. Clearly, Grand County had earlier in the week indicated they were sharing information regarding their double homicide case, and they were linked in only time and proximity. We knew that Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry had passed through the area. They'd been to the Moonflower Co-op, where one of the victims in the double homicide had been on the same date. So there was that connection, but there had not been anything definitively shown publicly that there was an evidentiary connection between these two cases. And essentially what we've seen from Grand County today is a public acknowledgement that they looked at that. They shared information with the law enforcement investigating the Gabby Petito case, and they were not able to connect those two by any evidence.
We are now getting information that police have entered Brian Laundry's house. What details do we have about this?
Very little at this point, aside from the fact that we know there had been a number of protesters kind of camped out on the front lawn. Some of them saw two officers enter the home. Our Garna Mejia at KSL 5 TV reached out to Northport Police, who confirmed they have officers over speaking to Brian Laundry's parents. But as to what they are talking about or under what circumstances they are basically having that conversation, we don't know.
We talked to you last night about the Dirt app and how you were following, kind of tracking Gabby's final days. Have you learned any more information?
Well, and I want to be careful there. We say Gabby's final days. Again, that makes an assumption.
We don't know. The last time we saw her, put it that way.
Correct. We've been looking closely at the locations that Gabby had pinned on this app, places she wanted to travel or camp. And of particular interest are still a couple of places up near Grand Teton. Now, we know that sheriff's office personnel up in that part of Wyoming were planning to hold a 4 o'clock press conference this afternoon, and then they canceled that without reason that we're aware of at this point. We are very interested in anybody who might have seen Gabby or Brian Laundrie or their van up in those two areas based on what we find on the app. But as of right now, there are a lot of sightings, not a lot of confirmed information that we can really pin down the last time Gabby was seen in
that area.
All
right. Well, Dave, thank you for bringing us the latest.
Thanks, Maria.
KSL News Radio's Dave Colley, I should say, the host of the Cold Podcast, joining us now. He was with us for so long. You're always with us, aren't you, Dave?
You know, I like coming back.
I'm glad that you're here. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And Len, what's happening?
Well, Maria, into the Friday rush hour, southbound I-15 bogging 4500 south to Midvale and Bangor Highway to the bottom of the point. And northbound 15, Midvale to 5400 south, and then again 3300 south to the ballpark exit at 1300 south. I-80 is rolling nicely to the airport in Tooele and eastbound to Kimball Junction. Michelle?
Well, the delays are easing nicely. This is southbound Main Street in Tooele County, where we had that crash about 1700 north. For drivers into Utah County, we see the delays again. This is southbound I-15 from Lehigh's Main Street, stop and go, slow and go traffic, all the way down to Linden. Also, some delays for drivers on Pioneer Crossing. Steve?
And if you're on northbound 15 leaving from downtown Salt Lake City, got some slowdowns there at 6 north up to about 2300 north in spots. Still have a lingering crash there at the Beck Street merge. Farther up into Davis County, slowdowns from Kaysville all the way up into Clearfield and southbound 80, southbound I-15, I should say, packed in between Roy and 31st Street. Also, northbound 89, very slow as well from Cherry Lane all the way up to the I-84 ramps. Trying to quit smoking? You don't have to quit alone. Way to Quit is here if you need help. Tips, resources, and coaches just a click away. Visit waytoquit.org today. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, today's been beautiful. Sunny skies, a little breezy this afternoon. That breeze is going to kind of push the smoke around. Some thunderstorms are entering southern Utah tonight, and they'll push north during the day on Saturday, bringing us some scattered rain showers with a high of 81. Partly cloudy Sunday with some south winds again picking up ahead of another cold front that comes in Sunday night. That'll cool us off big time for Monday. Highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. Sun pops back out by Tuesday, Wednesday, and next week we'll stay in the 70s with plenty of sun. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
86 degrees downtown, and we have Alex Carey out enjoying this beautiful day. He's out in Macy's in Orem. Hi, Alex.
Yeah, the weather's amazing, and we've got all sorts of fun stuff to bring people out today, Maria. We have a few ways that you can win tickets for BYU versus Arizona State tomorrow, and you can win those right here at the Macy's in Orem. You come by, scan the QR code. You don't even have to be present to win. You just come in, enter to win, and we'll see if you can be the winner. And on top of it, they're smoking the ribs, an actual Texan smoking the ribs out here in front of Macy's. And apparently he's the best in the entire company. So come by, you get yourself some ribs. We got some free drinks for the kids to come by, play some games. You can also, we're going to have an ice cream eating contest, a couple of different age groups for that as well. And our frozen T-shirt contest, see who can get that frozen T-shirt out of that block of ice first and put it on. And then, on top of all of it, you can still enter to win those Macy's gift cards. Your tailgate starts right here with our Macy's tailgate this weekend, BYU versus Arizona State. We're at the Orem Macy's. It's where you can get your fresh produce, your party supplies, all the food that you need to entertain those guests at your tailgate right here at this tailgate at the Orem Macy's. Come see us.
This is a classic good news, bad news scenario. The bad news is the Labor Day weekend is now over, but the good news is the Labor Day promotion at IntelliBed is not over. It continues on through Monday, September 20th at the Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale next to Olive Garden, and in Logan, and of course, the great, great deal is available when you call 888-435-2339 or go to IntelliBed.com. This is an opportunity for you to save up to $1,500 on the IntelliBed that you have been wanting. The Labor Day sale has been continued at all of the IntelliBed stores. Don't miss your chance to really find out what the gel matrix is all about and why you can sleep firm and soft at the same time. Save up to $1,500 on your IntelliBed now at your IntelliBed store.
From director Clint Eastwood.
I used to be a cowboy a long time ago. I kind of went on a rampage being crazy. This macho thing is overrated. It's like anything else in life. You think you got all the answers, and you realize you don't have any of them. But I'm trying to change all that. Get my life back.
Clint Eastwood, Cry Macho, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters and on HBO Max.
This is Governor Spencer Cox. Right now, we're facing our state's worst drought on record. If we continue to drain our water supplies at the current rate, we won't have enough for our future needs. So I want to thank the residents, businesses, and other institutions that have taken steps to slow the flow. Utah, now's the time to unite in our effort to water less. Please visit slowtheflow.org today to learn ways that you can take action.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
KSL News Time 455. We are watching Utah's money. Midway's Albert Kohler Legacy Farm will be forever protected open space. The 100-acre farm is known in Utah for its artisan cheese and tractor days. KSL Drives. General Motors issued a stop sale order on this year's models of the Chevy Silverado HD and the GMC Sierra HD. The pickup truck sales have been put on pause over a potential quality issue. Apple Card users are reporting trouble while trying to buy the new iPhone 13. The card allows people to buy Apple products with the benefit of up to 3% cash back, meaning some of Apple's biggest supporters didn't get the perks from their cards. A rough day on Wall Street. The Dow sunk 166 points, finishing the week at 34,584. S&P fell by 40. The NASDAQ lost 137 points. Tom Brady says he's open to playing football until he's 50. He's 44 right now and initially said he was open to playing in the league past 45. Now, the new comments came in a team video from the Buccaneers.
50. You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
They then joke about whether his wife will let him play that long. Brady is eyeing his seventh Super Bowl win in February.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.